Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab you?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You burr-headed idiots do not appreciate my cheerful good morning.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What I'm harnessing now is absolute, focus.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, of course, this is the MMA hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking about UFC 154. We're just 1 week away. That's right, we go to Calgary, Canada. One of the best fighters in the world, if not the best fighter pound for pound in the entire world of mixed martial arts. I'm talking about the sainted one from Canada, Georges St-Pierre. Is he the best? A lot of people think he is. I personally don't think so. I don't. I think Ronda Rousey's got more in the ball than him. Ooh. That's just the way I feel. I'm sorry. But I think Ronda's looking good. She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine, of course. Remember, she was on this show long before she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated and things like that. Remember what she said about the horse semen in the eyeballs for as far as Chris Cyborg Santos is concerned? Who could forget that? Anyway, Ronda Rousey, we'll talk about Ronda Rousey with Dave and what Ronda, with this appearance on the Sports Illustrated cover is concerned. We'll talk with Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com, the Wrestling Observer radio show. Of course, he was the creator of the show, and he knows his stuff. So we're going to talk MMA with him. We'll talk a little pro wrestling as well. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We do the Twitter thing. Yes, you can tweet with us. Twitter.com. At or using the hash mark Ring Talk, RINGTALK. Ring Talk, that's right. Twitter.com, at or using the hash mark Ring Talk. Of course, we are the longest running fight show in history, 28 plus years. But man, this fight next week, Georges St-Pierre and Carlos Condit. Am I eagerly anticipating this fight? I anticipate the return of Georges St-Pierre. But I don't anticipate him against Carlos Condit. I want to see him against Nick Diaz. I think Nick Diaz beat Carlos Condit earlier this year before he tested positive for marijuana. That's just my belief. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at her rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
No, he was glaring at me. You know he's shot.
That ain't true. Just needs a little work, that's all.
You may have thought that I forgot, so that this is what I say. So I know when I put it, I know I'll survive, and I evolve every day. The survival of the hippest, the funky, and the bitterest. The survival of the hippest, the soulful, and the quickest. As a true funk soldier, I don't need a yogi. It's decoded in my DNA.
Well, folks, the UFC goes back to Fox TV. That's right, the regular Fox channel. I'm talking about the Fox Network, not FX cable. On Saturday, December 8th, of course, in the main event, Benson Henderson. Good fighter, no question about that, man. I mean, he is the UFC lightweight champion. Taking on Nate Diaz. Of course, Nate Diaz, the brother of Nick Diaz. Nate out of Stockton, California at 155. Nate's on quite a roll. Hasn't got the greatest record in the world at 16-7, but he's got good momentum going into this fight. And Benson Henderson is a bit of a beast. But he beat Frankie Edgar. Do I think he can beat Nate Diaz? Well, that remains to be seen. Of course, this is the December 8th card on Fox TV. Guess who's coming back on that card? The all-time, as far as lightweights are concerned, greatest champion in the world of MMA. I'm talking about baby BJ Penn. That's right, 16-8-2, former lightweight champion, of course, coming back to take down Rory McDonald, 13-1. Rory can fight, but BJ was like, how can I put this? He was like the prodigy. He had more ability, and he didn't train that hard. That was a knock I always gave him. He never looked like he was in the greatest shape in the world. As it turned out, he wasn't in the greatest shape in the world. He just doesn't train all that hard, and that proved in those couple of fights, like with Georges St. Pierre, didn't look good. A couple other fights he didn't look good in. Okay, of course, in that St. Pierre fight, St. Pierre put grease on his body not once, but twice. That's right. His corner man put Vaseline on him, and you know BJ was trying to wrestle him to the ground. And each time he tried to, he just like slid away. So I call him the Greaser. Okay, and that's no racial connotation or anything like that. The guy's from Canada. He's a French Canadian. Okay, and he can fight. Of course, they're fighting on the card I'll be talking about in just a few minutes at UFC 154. But the UFC on Fox, Rory McDonald and BJ Penn. As I said, McDonald 13-1, BJ 16-8-2. I'm going to go with BJ there unless he's totally done. If he's not totally done, he should win this fight. If he is totally done, Rory McDonald steps up a notch as far as the world-class ability is concerned in the UFC 155-pound weight class. Also on the card, Mauricio Shogun Rua. Man, what a fight he had last year. Last November, to be exact, when the UFC pitched up their tent at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. Of course, in the main event, Mauricio Shogun Rua losing as close as you can ever get decision to Dan Henderson. I kid you not. I mean, this fight was so close. I mean, Henderson won the first three rounds, in my book, and then Rua came back, won the fourth round, 10-9, and then the fifth round, he probably won 10-8, and it probably should have been a draw. That would have probably been the fairest decision there, okay? But I gave Henderson, for the hell of it, I decided not to give Rua the 10-8 round in the fifth round, and I get Henderson winning three rounds of two, 10-9 each round, okay? But the bottom line is, had I not been a little bit biased, I'd have went with, and given Rua that 10-8 round in the fifth round, and then my scorecard would have read a draw. Of course, he's taking on the pride of Sweden, Alexander Gustafsson, and he's 14-1. These guys are fighting at 205 pounds. These are light heavyweights. Rua comes down from like 240. Gustafsson, a thin, not thin like a Reed type of guy, but a thin guy. You know, I mean, not real buff, but really sort of thin, a European-style fighter. I mean, he's going to come in, and he's going to face a guy that's going to dry out to make 205. And once he makes 205, he's probably going to weigh about 230, 225 anyway, when he steps into the octagon some, you know, 26, 27, 28 hours later. But the bottom line is Mauricio Shogun Rua is no joke. Gustafsson, we'll see if he's got it, if he's a real deal or not. He's been able to win at home in Sweden, but can he win here in the United States when the pressure's on, when you're under the big lights, you're fighting in a semi-main event card, semi-main event on a card on Fox TV with millions of people watching? Can you deliver? Can you put up? I mean, everybody can talk, but can you put it up? Well, that's what people want to know about Gustafsson, the kid from Sweden. Also on that card, Mike Swick and Matt Brown are hooking it up. Swick 15-4. Always a guy that comes ready to fight. No question about it. He's 170-pounder at welterweights. Let me go through the weight class one time for you, the weight classes in the world of MMA real quick. At 125 pounds, you've got the flyweights. At 135 pounds, you have the bantamweights. At 145 pounds, you have the featherweights. At 155 pounds, you have the lightweights. At 170 pounds, you have the welterweights. At 185 pounds, you have the middleweights. At 205 pounds, you have light heavyweights. Anything above 205, you're a heavyweight with the limit being 265 pounds. Can't weigh no more than 265 on a weigh-in. Brendan Schaub, he's been on the show in the past. Good interview. 9-3 taking on LeVar Johnson. LeVar is always one of those tough guys, comes ready to fight. Lots of tattoos. Guy's scary looking. Dennis Siver and Eddie Yagan hooking it up as well. Ramsey Newham. Not that good of a fighter. I watched him once, taking on Joe Proctor. Proctor's 8-1. I've never seen Proctor fight. Eves Edwards is on the card, taking on John Kolish. Of course, Edwards, like a longtime veteran of the UFC, MMA, 41-16, 41-18, a draw. And these guys are at 155 pounds lightweights. John coming in at 8-2, no draws. Talking about John Kolish. A couple other fights in the card, but you want to check this card out, folks. You want to go to Fox TV on December 8th. And check out which I think is going to be the best free card on free TV as far as the UFC is concerned for the remainder of 2012. Now we talk about the UFC card next Saturday. Of course, I'm talking about Georges St-Pierre, UFC 154, live on pay-per-view, folks, Saturday, November 17th. Now, of course, they start the fight card off on Facebook at like 3:30 p.m. Okay, Facebook.com, they'll have a couple of fights. Then they'll go to FX Cable for 2 hours at 5 p.m. Pacific time, and they'll go with 2 hours of fights leading up to the pay-per-view and the main card. So what they're trying to do is they're fishing. They're throwing their hook out there with some bait on it. You know, the FX, the first of the online bait. We're talking about the Facebook card. Then you go the cable bait, you know, the little hook with the FX card for 2 hours. So they got you all in the mood. You want to see some more fights. You want to see the best fights. You want to see the main event. You want to see the World Welterweight Championship go down between Carlos Condit and Georges St-Pierre. So you feel compelled, after watching 3 hours of MMA, to buy the pay-per-view. And that's what you do. That's what a lot of people do. That's the MMA marketing, the UFC marketing, and thus far it's been very, very successful. But straight up, UFC 154, of course, the main event, Georges St-Pierre, what's he now, 22-2, lost two fights, taking on Carlos Condit, the interim champion, as I said, holds a win over Nick Diaz early in 2012, 28-5, slight height advantage going to Condit here, but take that back, 3 inches, fighting at 170 pounds, he is the welterweight champion, Georges St-Pierre, but it's been 19 months since he fought. In fact, I'm going to ask Dave Meltzer about that. We'll have Dave Meltzer on the show in a couple of minutes. I'll ask Dave Meltzer just about that. How good is Georges St-Pierre? I mean, at one time he was the best pound for pound. Can he come back? He hasn't fought in 19 months. So we'll pose all these great questions to the genius himself. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer in just a few minutes right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, Martin Kampman and Johnny Hendricks are hooking it up. 20-5 is Kampman, 13-1 is Hendricks. I don't like Hendricks' beard, so I'm hoping Martin Kampman's won. Ah, just kidding. But that's a good fight. It's a toss-up there. You got experience, and you got a guy that's only lost one fight. Flip a coin. 6'0", 5'9". I'm going to go with Kampman. Forget the beard. Francis Carmont taking on Tom Lawler. Of course, this is a UFC 160 card. UFC 160 starts on Facebook on November 17th at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook. Then it goes to FX Cable. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because it sounds confusing. But no, it's just straight and continual programming UFC fights until the main event comes on or the main fight card comes on at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And that's the fight card they're trying to draw you into. They're trying to get you to buy. Whether you're at a sports bar and trying to get you to play a few bucks to go into the sports bar to watch the main card or watch it at home. Cost you $50 sometimes to watch these cards. $60 if we're talking high def. And you know, Pedro don't do no regular TV. No, no, I do the internet. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but that's going to be a great main event. Georges St-Pierre coming back after 19 months, taking on Carlos Condit for the World Welterweight. It's the UFC Welterweight 170-pound championships. We'll see who wins that. In fact, we'll talk that over with my next guest, the great Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer radio show. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief. Plus, stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
He is the most prolific writer in MMA history, folks. We're talking about the king of combat sports when it comes to the pen, Mr. Dave Meltzer of TheWrestlingObserver.com, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. What's up, Big Dave?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. How's life treating you?
Pretty good. Pretty good today.
And anything coming back to San Jose in the near future? Are they going to bring the UFC or a Strikeforce card back to San Jose anytime soon?
Nothing that I've heard. I mean, the arena kind of has a deal with UFC because they sold them Strikeforce. You know, the HP Pavilion owns Strikeforce.
Right.
So they're kind of promised, a couple of shows a year. So I presume, excuse me, I got a little cough. But I presume that they'll probably have a little bit of they'll probably have a show or two next year.
Okay. Is Strikeforce, is there somebody holding a gun up to his head right now about to pull the trigger on it or what?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Why? Just, I think that Showtime and Zuffa just don't get along. They both have different ideas of what they want out of the thing, and I think that's become a problem. I think that Dana probably wants to get the few stars that are in Strikeforce into UFC and create, do matches with them, and especially Ronda Rousey. And, the deal with Strikeforce or with Showtime is that as long as there's a Strikeforce, anyone that's in Strikeforce now, they can't bring them over.
So they wouldn't start another brand, they just take them into the UFC brand?
Yes. That's what would happen.
Okay. And, of course, Ronda's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You and I have talked to her before. She's the real deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's early in the sport, but she's phenomenal. I mean, you can't – if you watch her fights, I mean, all those arm bars in the first round, I mean, that's a very impressive record, going all the way to the championship and nobody getting into the second round with you.
You know, Dave, we're talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey, folks. She is a phenom, of course. She is a 135-pound. She's the bantamweight Strikeforce champion. Of course, she's set to clash with Chris Cyborg Santos, the man take that back. I won't say that. The woman who looked like she needed to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody thought she was on steroids for years. And last November, she got popped, I believe, in San Diego, California. So Rowdy Ronda says that she could shoot horse semen in both eyeballs. She doesn't care.
Yeah, as long as she gets to 135.
Yeah.
She'll fight her. And Cyborg is saying, I can't get to 135. I just can't. The thing is, she's a big girl. She's probably 170 off-season.
Mm-hmm.
So getting to 145 she can make, but 135, that's it'd be tough. I mean, I think that if you have enough time, you can, maybe she could make it, but then she probably wouldn't be the same overpowering person. I think that's Ronda's whole deal is that, right, look, once you get to 135, I don't care if you're on steroids because you're not going to be, you're not going to have that much of a strength advantage over me. But if you're going to be, at 145 and then go into the cage in the 160s and then you're a lot bigger because that's one of the things Cyborg's had over everybody, then her strength can perhaps make a difference that her skill can't. Cyborg's a good stand-up fighter. She really, even if you took the steroids away, I mean, she's a better fighter than most of the women.
Yeah, but would she have annihilated Gina Carano in the blink of an eye had she not been...
We'll never know.
Yeah.
We'll never know. I think that all things equal, she'd have given her a fight, but would she have beaten her? I mean, steroids in a woman makes a big difference in a fight, a real big difference. It's completely unfair if you think about it.
Dave, have you seen this special? I think it's ESPN or Headline News, one or the other, has been running this last couple of weeks. I saw it first in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's a special, a half-hour special. I think it's 30 on 30 with Ben Johnson and Carl Lewis and this and that, talking about the steroids in 1988.
I didn't see it. I wish I did.
Man, they're playing it over and over and over. I've watched it like 8 or 10 times. So it's on a loop. On ESPN, one of the ESPN channels, I believe. But it was phenomenal. And Johnson now, almost, 20 years after the fact, cops to the fact that he was on steroids all along. And when they finally popped him in that 1988 Olympic test, of course, he had beaten Carl Lewis in the 100-meter dash to see who was the 100th fastest man in the world over there in Seoul, Korea. Within 18 hours, they knew that he had tested positive for these steroids. And he got out of town. And he said when they finally told him, they finally got me. So he had been cheating for years. And Lance Armstrong, now he's got his medals taken away. Marion Lewis, was that her name?
Marion Jones.
Marion Jones. She had to go try to play basketball again. And evidently, some guy told me that went to high school there that she could dunk.
Well, she was a phenomenal basketball player before she became a track star. Oh, I remember that. But no, here's the thing. When you talk about, I remember Ben Johnson, when he tried to make a comeback clean, because they were testing him like crazy. And, I mean, he went from being the fastest man in the world to being a marginal sprinter. I mean, that was the difference. And then remember Flo-Jo?
Yeah.
I mean, Flo-Jo was nothing. I was a track fan back then, and I'd never even heard of Florence Griffith Joyner until, like, you know, maybe that Olympic year or maybe 18 months before, and all of a sudden she goes from being nothing to setting world records in every race, you know? And then she retires immediately, you know, and then, you know, it ended up dying very young. But, I mean, when you see that kind of, and they're not the only ones. I mean, we've seen people in track when they're in their 30s and having a marked improvement in speed. And to me, it's like, if you're a world-class athlete in a sprint and you're improving, I mean, staying even in your 30s is pretty tough. But if you're improving in your 30s, I think there's something, it just doesn't work that way. But you're talking about the people that we're talking about now are people that probably did it a lot more than most, because I think a lot of the guys that do it have very marginal increases in performance. The ones that are having these great increases in performance, I think that they're probably doing a lot of different stuff.
Well, the Giants brought some guy named Mota, Guillermo Mota, I think, back from a 100-game suspension this year, but then their guy Milky Cabrera got caught on a 50-game suspension when he was leading the league in hitting and this and that, but they didn't bring him back. Dave, everywhere I go, people try to tell me that, you know, steroids don't offer you an advantage, and they offer
that's ridiculous.
I know it is.
That's ridiculous. I mean, in any sport that requires that I think speed and strength are part of, steroids they're a big difference. Can they make someone who's untalented and was untalented in sports into a great athlete? No, they can't. But when you got two guys that are like at a championship level, you know, like in sprinting is a perfect example where, you know, 0.2 seconds is the difference between world champion and middle of the pack.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much almost like, I don't know that you can compete at a high level without him just because everyone's on him and it makes such a big difference. In MMA and in boxing and sports like that, I know there are guys who are clean in these sports. I know there are guys that are dirty in these sports. But the idea that you can't compete in those sports because you're not on it, I don't believe, because there are guys doing it. But you take two guys of equal talent, and one guy's on and one guy's not. The guy who's on's got a big advantage.
Yep. You know what's funny, Dave, is that somebody asked me about 3 or 4 months ago, and I was doing some media back east, and they said to me, "So, you know, would you have taken it, you know, when you were fighting, would you have taken steroids, any performance-enhancing drugs if they were offered to you?" And I didn't know how to answer that at first. I mean, you know, the right person in me says, I would never take it. But then again, if you were to offer me EPO or freezing my blood or something like that and giving me 45% more oxygen, I just don't know where my integrity stands, believe it or not, when it comes to being an athlete.
Now, here's the thing. If you're at a level where you're, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you know, you're doing the sport because you're doing the sport because you enjoy the sport. It's easy to say. But when you're at this level of a professional where your living is on it, and you're either at the tail end of your career or you're going for a championship, which means millions of dollars if you win versus losing, boy, it becomes a really hard decision, I think. I mean, I know guys who've gone for championships that haven't taken steroids, but I'm looking at, like, you know, if the difference between being a champion and being, you know, second place can be a lot of money, and more, I think that the more lure is the guys who are, like, say, fighters that are, let's say, 34 years old who go, you know what, my time is running out, maybe I can get 2 more years, 3 more years out of this, and maybe with steroids I can, you know, get that extra year or two with big money at the end of my career. I think that's where the lure is also strong, where baseball players, where they're on their way down, and they know, you know what, if I get, like, you know, one more, you know, an extra major league season out of this, that's a couple extra million dollars.
At least.
You know, I mean, it's pretty tempting.
Yeah, it's all about the risk and the reward.
That's
what it's all about. We're talking about steroids, folks. Dave Meltzer is our guest right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And the Wrestling Observer Radio Show with Brian Alvarez airs from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sundays?
Yes.
All right, just wanted to make sure I got that right. Dave, you got some time to spend another segment with us here?
Absolutely.
All right. Dave Meltzer is our guest, folks. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can also do the Twitter thing. We tweet, that's right, twitter.com, at or using the hash mark ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. You also drop us an email, ringtalk, one word, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk@yahoo.com. Now, we are just days away, of course, from UFC 154, the main event, Georges St-Pierre. I think I got his name right there. Of course, he is a Frenchman. Take it back to Canadian.
French-Canadian.
French-Canadian, exactly. Take it on Carlos Condit. That is the 17th, correct?
17th, yeah.
17th of November, live from Canada on pay-per-view. The card starts at 3:30 Pacific time on Facebook, jumps to FX Cable at 5 o'clock Pacific time, then goes to pay-per-view at 7 p.m. Pacific time. We'll have some more with Dave, the Genius Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter, right after this on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wow! I feel good.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history, 28-plus years now. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often-imitated but never-duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio race. On the line from Silicon Valley, the most prolific writer in the history of combat sports. That's right, combat sports, folks. I'm talking about the old boxing writers, He's got it on all those guys. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer. And Dave, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure, man, to spend some time with you. I never get enough time. And then when I get off the phone, I got all these questions for you. And Cuddy says, just email them to him. I think I don't be bugging you with emails and this and that, but I always come up with these questions after we're off the air.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Let's talk about Bellator coming to Spike TV in January. I think that's going to be one hell of a move for the company. I think people are going to wake up and take sight of Bellator, because obviously Spike has got the market and the demographics that FX Cable doesn't.
They've got the reach. You know, that's the big difference. I mean, there are a lot of homes that get MTV2, but it's not a station that a lot of people watch. But Spike is still in 25% more homes, roughly, than MTV2, and it's a station that more people watch, and it's a station that MMA fans are very familiar with. So it's going to help.
Okay.
At the end of the day, you know, no matter what station you're on, you need to have a compelling product or people won't watch. But it's a big help.
I like their product. I like the idea of tournaments. I mean, Bjorn Rebny, I wouldn't want to live next door to him for a variety of reasons. There's a little joke there, but. Yeah, I mean, I think he's put on a solid program. I really do. I think these tournaments would be – he's had chicks in tournaments. He's had guys in tournaments. He's had lighter weight 125-pounders in tournaments and this and that. Of course, USC now coming up with their first USC flyweight champion. Is Demetrius Johnson?
Yeah, Demetrius Johnson, okay. Defending against John Dodson on Fox January 26th, which to me, that's a hell of a risk going with a 125-pound title as a Fox main event when you need to attract, you know, the most broad-based audience of all.
Well, I listen, if they really wanted to attract the greatest audience of all, they would scrap the deal with Showtime, just let it go, let Strikeforce go, bring the hot fighters or the fighters that they want, bring them back over to the USC like Ronda, and have Ronda and Cyborg fight in separate bouts on the same Fox card to set up the pay-per-view. That's the way it should be done.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. And you know, that's what it is. You know, the one thing with the Gina Carano Cyborg fight that, you know, a couple of years ago got so big, one of the reasons was that they would do these, they would have Cyborg fight, and they would put Gina in the front row, and they would cut to Gina, and then and people just naturally were like, I just remember watching Cyborg fight, and then the whole place would be chanting, Gina, Gina. And it was like, when you hear that, you go, okay, that's a fight that's going to draw money because the people are telling you they want the fight. And mm-hmm. and that was the most successful by far, you know, leaps and bounds in any woman's fight in history. And this one would probably be bigger. I mean, the one thing with this one is it probably will be on pay-per-view, so it will be bigger because of that.
Now, her getting on Sports Illustrated, I heard guys making a big deal about that, but she had done some sexy photography before.
She did the nude thing in ESPN Magazine.
That's what
ESPN
I meant.
Magazine, and was on the cover, yeah.
That's what I meant. I was trying to be nice there. PG-rated pictures. But she's easy to look at, Dave.
Yeah. You know, I met her, and she's easy to look at. She actually, when it comes to interviewing and stuff like that, if you interview her, she's a real good interview. Yeah. I mean, sometimes she gets carried away, but all athletes do, you know, that are, you know, they're either bland or they get carried away.
Yeah.
And it's better to be ones that get carried away, but she's a good storyteller, and she's got a great story of her life. I mean, I remember the first time I ever spoke to her, which was before she ever became famous. I mean, she'd already won a bronze medal in the Olympics, so I shouldn't say that, but in MMA, she was still an amateur, and nobody had heard of her. And she was telling me about, you know, her background growing up. And it was like a 30-minute conversation. And when I was done, it was like, my thought was, it's like, and she told me she was going to beat Cyborg. I mean, I remember that. And my thought was, I need a year to train in this sport. I mean, in a year, I'm going to beat Cyborg. And I was thinking, like, if you talk like this, and you know, and that year isn't that much more than a year ago. And then it was like a year and a half ago. Because remember, you know, she's pretty much been a meteoric success. I thought, like, you get to that fight. If you win a couple of fights and you get to that fight with Cyborg and you talk like this and you look like this, you're going to be a big star. And she's, you know, that's what happened.
Well, she's sort of like a blonde version of a young Cassius Clay. I mean, she knows what to say, when to say it. I mean, she's got a good vocabulary. I mean, you know, I mean, she's not a dumb fighter, per se. And she can fight. I mean, good God, I listen, Dave, of all the, you know, my years of boxing and this and that, every time I look at somebody and they fought, I always size them up. And when I was a cop, I used to size people up in case something was going to go crazy. Because you never knew when things were going sideways, especially in domestic cases. Okay? But I looked at her and I said to myself, standing up there would be no problem. Now on the ground, you know, she'd probably get me in an arm bar in a second. I mean, she's the queen of submissions. I mean, her mother was a world judo champion. It's in her blood.
I tell you what, I mean, the one that really impressed me was the last fight with Sarah Kaufman, because I know Sarah Kaufman is a good fighter. I mean, you know, it's like it's one thing where you go, well, she's going against these women that aren't really fighters and this and that. But Sarah Kaufman is a good fighter, and Sarah Kaufman knew she had to be drilling that armbar for 8, 10, 12 straight weeks, if not longer. From the day she knew the fight, because Sarah Kaufman is a hard-working fighter, a good strategic fighter and a smart fighter, and that's my point. She had to be going like, this girl, I mean, this is the one thing we know is she's got this arm bar, so we're going to drill this arm bar. And she got tapped in like 54 seconds.
She said, look, I worked for like 3 months to avoid this. I just couldn't avoid it.
So that tells me, because most of the people, when they beat you with an arm bar, it comes out of nowhere. You know, it's a quick move when you're not expecting it. With Ronda, you're expecting it and you can't stop it. And that's, I mean, there aren't even guys like that. And I mean, that's what's impressing me. And I think a lot of that has to do with her mom, because her mom drilled her on that freaking arm bar from, you know, I mean, it wasn't from like 5 years old, but it was probably from 12 years old.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and her mom, her mom was, you know, a world champion, you know, the first American world champion in judo, and she was a legend in judo. And so it's like when it comes to that thing, you know, and you know, Ronda, you know, Ronda could have won a gold medal in these Olympics. I mean, I'm not saying she would have, but I mean, at 21, she won the bronze. So coming back at 25, she'd have been, you know, she was still younger than most of the women in that mm-hmm. in that competition. She could have come back. So, I mean, you're talking about someone who has, you know, really potential gold medal skill who, you know, just burned out. Basically, she burned out on judo was the problem.
You know, she doesn't like Michael Phelps.
Yes, I do know that.
Yeah, she dogged him.
Yeah.
She thought
he was stuck up when they were at the same Olympics.
Yeah, and Kardashian, she called a skank Kim Kardashian, like there's any difference between the sisters. But
yeah.
she's very loose with the lips. I mean, she's, like you said, but you and I interview people for a living, so it's better to have people go off than go on. Better to have them go over than under.
Yeah. And, I mean, she sometimes has gotten carried away, I think, because of the realization of anything she, you know, it's kind of like when she does an interview, she kind of wants to get headlines. Whereas when I first talked to her, at that point, I don't think she was as media savvy, but she was a great interviewer already. But, I mean, she knows the game, and the thing is, I mean, she's been great for that sport. I mean, not good, great, because if Strikeforce were to go south and she wasn't around, I think it'd be, you know, it'd be maybe 15-20% chance at best UFC would pick up women. Mm-hmm. You know, they might have when Gina was around because Gina was a star.
Yeah.
But after Gina, they wouldn't have. And with Ronda, I mean, it's 100% if the thing goes down that they're bringing women in. And you know, that's so. I mean, you know, that's a lifesaver for the, and again, she. That was the other one with her is I thought when I first saw her fight on Showtime, so this would be her first television fight, I thought this girl should be in, and she hasn't really broken through in this one yet. I mean, I was thinking like television commercials, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, she should be in TV commercials, you know, like we see Danica Patrick in TV commercials yeah. constantly. And I thought, you know, she could be like that, especially as a fighter, you know, I mean, a fighter who's a pretty girl mm-hmm. and is really great. I mean, as opposed to like Danica, she isn't that great of a race car driver. She just happens to be the novelty. I mean, this girl's the real deal.
Good point. Okay, we're talking about UFC 154 with Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, folks. It's a 40 to 50,000 word newsletter. It comes out each Friday. At least I get it in the mail each Friday. And when I get home, it's waiting for me, and thank God, because it's like a Bible. It covers MMA, professional wrestling, combat sports in general, a little bit of boxing here and there. I mean, Dave's got the world of combat sports down, and that comes out once a week. It's a subscription, so you got to go to WrestlingObserver.com. That's WrestlingObserver.com. Or Google Dave Meltzer, and you'll get hooked up on the newsletter. The newsletter's great. It is my Bible. I enjoy it. All my friends put it this way, it gets passed around like two or three times before it, around here in the Sports Byline Studios, before it gets back to me. When it gets back to me, there's a couple of pages missing. I guess that beats having pages stuck together. But we're not going to go there. Now, Dave, let's talk about UFC 154 real quick, the main event. Carlos Condit defending or challenging. Of course, he's the interim champion, so he's taking on Georges St-Pierre. Is GSP that good?
He absolutely was. I mean, we'll find out. It's been 19 months, I think, since the last time he fought, and he had, you know, full ACL reconstructive surgery. But I mean, if he's the Georges St-Pierre that he was, he'll win this fight.
Okay.
And Carlos Condit's a good, solid fighter, but he can beat a lot of guys. But to me, like Carlos, there's about 10 guys in that weight class, like John Fitch, Carlos Condit, Johnny Hendricks, Martin Kampman, and several others. You know, even Rory McDonald's probably up there at this point now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all at the same level. They can all beat each other. And you know, like, Rory McDonald could beat Carlos Condit. He beat him for two rounds and would have won the fight if he hadn't gotten tired. Martin Kampman beat Carlos Condit. Carlos Condit beat, you know, everybody else that he's gone against. George beats everyone at 100%. He's a level above. And if he doesn't win this one, then it says that, you know, he didn't come back, that the knee injury was the difference, because the pre-knee injury Georges St-Pierre would not lose to Carlos Condit.
Okay, Dave Meltzer is our guest, folks. Of course, you can catch the Wrestling Observer radio show that he created and hosted by Brian Alvarez every Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Okay, the big fight, December 29th, the rematch. Cain Velasquez challenging Junior Dos Santos for the UFC heavyweight title, of course, in Vegas now. Is it the same old story with these guys? If it's a stand-up fight, it's Santos's. If they go to the ground, it's Cain's.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think the key is if Cain can last the first two rounds, because it's a five-round fight. If he can last the first two, I think that he can win, because in a stand-up fight, rounds three to five, I think that he can win, just because he'll have more stamina.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a ground fight, he will win. Because he's going to be the better wrestler, but Dos Santos' takedown defense is excellent. I mean, I don't know how easy Cain's going to get him to the ground, and the first two rounds are going to be real, real tough on Cain, because the guy's got knockout power, and he you know, it's got to be, something's got to be in Cain's head no matter what. I mean, Cain wasn't 100%, but neither was Junior the last time they fought, and you know, Junior's the only guy who's ever hurt Cain, and. You know, Cain's got to hold that off for a while. I mean, his you know, again, in a long fight, his stamina will make a difference. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, when they throw all those guys one after the other against Cain, he just doesn't tire, and he's not normal, and so that's his big edge. But mm-hmm. But you know, it doesn't come into play early in the fight. I mean, early in the fight, it's going to be, you know, Junior's a better stand-up fighter, and he'll be able to keep it. I think he'll be able to keep it standing early too.
That's the big one, folks. We don't know how it's going down. Stand up or take down. Of course, Cain Velasquez on the ground. Junior Dos Santos standing up for the UFC World Heavyweight title December 29th in Las Vegas on pay-per-view. Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com website and the Wrestling Observer newsletter, I thank you so much for your time, man. I feel blessed.
Well, thanks very much, Pedro. I appreciate it.
And I really appreciate it. I know you had some you were coughing there for a little while. You hung tough with us. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem. And I appreciate it. I always appreciate doing your show.
The great Dave Meltzer, folks, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Two men are stylistics, and that's out on the patio.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229,
800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Interesting perspective Dave Meltzer has there of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. And, of course, the Wrestling Observer Radio Show, which airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific times on Sunday, hosted by Brian Alvarez right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But interesting perspective on the Cain Velasquez Junior Dos Santos fight December 29th. I mean, yeah, stand up. I think Junior Dos Santos can stand up with Cain Velasquez all night and not get hit and not get taken down, okay? But Dave is of the opinion that if the fight gets in the second or third round, late into the second round, early into the third round, that he could stand up with Junior Dos Santos. He said that Cain's an animal in the gym when it comes to stamina. He's never seen an athlete quite like him, ever. And he watches him a lot work out down there at the gym down there in Silicon Valley. I think it's the American Kickboxing Academy. Okay, so they got it all going on down there in Silicon Valley. He trains there. A lot of other guys train in that area, of course. But Cain, he is the flag bearer of the American Kickboxing Academy. He is the guy that everybody realizes was the former UFC heavyweight champion. Okay, and he's coming back December 29th after being beaten the giant Silva. In May, I mean, he bludgeoned him. I mean, that was one of the most brutal UFC fights I've ever seen in my life. The bloodiest by far. And I mean, this was like, like Ric Flair type of blood. I mean, blood everywhere. Abdul the Butcher. Talk about, look like professional wrestling, okay? But that's how Cain got back into the title picture. He stopped the giant Antonio Silva. That sets up this rematch. Of course, the first fight, Junior Dos Santos won in like a minute and change. A minute and a blink. He knocked out Cain Velasquez. Will it happen again? We'll see. December 29th in the UFC headlines in Las Vegas. Of course, all the UFC pay-per-view cards are preceded at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time by a Facebook card, facebook.com, a couple of fights there. Then you go to FX Cable for 2 hours. Then at 7 p.m. Pacific time, it's pay-per-view and the UFC live on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, we are each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.